is a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 4th of August 2009. Newcomers, look into the cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, scroll down the page and you can see all the other servers I have up, all the other sites I have up, and you should bookmark them for future use in case the main servers go down once again. There's cuttingthrough.jenkins.com, there's cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us, .ca, there's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and there's also Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. The last site has the same audios as all the other sites have for free download, but it also has some transcripts written in the various languages of Europe off the same audios. So for those that prefer reading, you can print them up and read them at your leisure. And when I'm on the subject of translations, anyone who wants to try their hands at translation, get in touch with me, alanwattcuttingthrough@yahoo.com, and we'll give it a shot. Now, this is the only show out there, really, that depends upon the listeners to keep me going. I don't ask for advertising money from advertisers. The ads on this show that you hear are paid, they pay straight to RBN. That's who handles it all. I have nothing to do with it. And that pays for the airtime, that pays for RBN's show, and it pays for their staff and equipment and so on. So it's up to you to keep me going, and you can keep me going by looking into the cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. You'll see the PayPal button there. You can also get in touch with me by sending personal checks. Or outside of the Americas, you can use MoneyGram or Western Union. And some innovative people just send cash. It saves a lot of trouble, and it certainly cuts down on everybody's costs on both ends. Now, a lot of discs get burned around and passed around by people who burn them for other people who don't have computers and who don't like computers, and I don't blame them at all. There's no privacy in the world of computers. That's what it's out there for. Get us trained to having no privacy. And we see the restrictions being put on us every year, and they're open about it. It's to monitor every individual. It's used as a tool. Eventually, it will be used to punish you if you don't go along with social alterations and changes in society. You'll get punished by being restricted or kept out of the internet altogether. That's already been discussed in high places. Everything that you become addicted to is eventually used over you as a tool to make you toe the line, as the Masons say. So therefore, those of you that have passed around, you can always get in touch with me by writing to Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is a tiny little one-street village, Estaire, Ontario, Canada. Postal code is P as in Peter, the number 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1, P3E4N1. And, you know, most people are caught up in the daily media. That's what the media is for, is to keep you entangled every day of your life in what you think really are new threats or new controversies, things to get you arguing about or upset about, or at the very least preparing you for what's to come. There's many ways to prepare people. Those at the top can either tell you directly, we're going to do this, and give you a date and so on, or they break it to you gently. And the form of debates between experts, and really, you simply take the expert that suits you best, and you take his opinion. That's how it's done. That's what media is for, to get us ready for the changes that are already pre-planned. Back with more after this break.
Thank you. The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. What you find when you study history and biographies of people who've been high-level bureaucrats or they've worked in civil service or the military for their whole lives at high positions is that they're always planning a future. We think at the bottom, and we're meant to think at the bottom, that we just stumble day to day and problems crop up and are dealt with on the spot by experts who debate for a couple of days and then make a decision and make it all right again. That's how we're taught. We're really infantile at the bottom. We're kept like children, truly. And I say mushrooms often because that's how you grow mushrooms in commercial growing. You're kept in the dark and you're fed different kinds of bovine fecal matter. That's how we are at the bottom. We have a complete reality made for us. And because our parents swallow that reality, then the child is born and takes over their parents' opinions. There's no one to warn them that this is fake, this is a con, and that really we're just slaves at the bottom. Slaves at one time that were very, very important. We came out of serfdom, which was slavery. In the Western world, they don't like to call them slaves. They like to call them serfs. It sounds better. But you were bought and sold with the land. And there were different rebellions from the peasants occasionally that would come along and frighten the upper crust, who were always terrified of them being too many of them, and they could overcome their armies or their knights and all the rest of it. So they gave us a thing called democracy. And really a brief period of a time when we could keep more of our earnings for things we didn't really need. See, before, the serfs used to give about 60% of all their harvest to their lords. And those were the days, remember, that there was no intensive farming and as heavy manual work, heavy labor intensive. And therefore, the farmer was left, the serf was left with enough to feed himself, the livestock, and maybe a couple of helpers. And that was about it. The lord would take his cut, pass it up to his overlord, the baron or whatever, and it went all the way up to the king. Basically, that's how the system worked. Much like the Soviet Union was run. And then they gave us democracy, thinking that if we get to vote every 4 or 5 years, then our agitation will be somewhat subdued if we think that we have a chance of voting the last corrupt bunch out and getting in the next bunch. You live in hope, you see. It's a hopeful sort of idea. But we're always disappointed, and most folk never in their whole lives catch on that there's only one game going on, and there's only one party. Even though, as I say, big players and even authorized historians for the Council on Foreign Relations come out with books and tell us that there's only one party, and they all belong to the ones at the top always belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, and had done in the 1960s for 60 years, according to Professor Carl Quigley, who was given access to their records. And in Britain, of course, it's called the Royal Institute for International Affairs. Now they have a European Institute for International Affairs. It's the same bunch. And every British Commonwealth country has a Department of International Affairs. And it's not a governmental department. That's the beauty of it. And it even says on most of its books, in fact, when it tells you, and thanks Rockefeller for publishing this book, because that's who funds them, it will tell you it's a non-political organization. Then when you read through their books, you see nothing about what you would think at the bottom is politics. But they're not discussing politics, they're simply laying down policy. Big difference. There's a big difference when you're not playing politics. You're simply there to make an agenda and to put down and iron out the problems for this agenda, to make way for it, to make it easier to put into effect in society. And they have all kinds of meetings across the world, and they also have round tables. After the big meetings, they take select people, put them down at round tables, and they give them each a particular problem to solve. How do we get this particular program into the minds of the public? And they'll talk about setting up front groups, other front groups and NGOs, for instance, and funding them. And green parties and all that kind of stuff to bring down population, because that's the real agenda there. It's nothing to do with saving the world. It's a front. But they're always, even when there's a Cold War going on, what you notice is they've already planned a post-Cold War period. And you often wonder when you're reading the biographies of the big players, how on earth did they know? How could they be absolutely sure that the Cold War wasn't going to go on for another 20, 30 years? I mean, technically, there was no reason why it couldn't, you see. And they'd already had the future planned post-Cold War. And one of their big, big problems was, guess what? A post-industrial society. Because, you see, in their 1930s books, 1938, I think it was, at one global meeting, the Royal Institute for International Affairs had even talked about China. And how strong China would become commercially, and it could even be the industrial leader for the future. And when they wrote that, China technically was a third world country, a few very rich people and a mass of peasants. But they even had, in that particular 1938 meeting in Australia, it was held that year, that upcoming war with Germany, it was a done deal. Hadn't started yet, but it was a done deal, you see. And they even said who they'd support. They'd have to save Russia at all costs. Why would you save what seemed to be your main enemy? They wanted to wipe out, you'd think, the royal family and all that kind of stuff, and all the aristocrats. Why would you want to save them? It was traditional for Britain, for instance, in bygone centuries, to arm one of your enemies and let them go at it with some other enemy. in that way they'd weaken each other. Why wouldn't you allow Germany simply to go at it with Russia and you get rid of your two main enemies? But they didn't. They said they'd have to save Russia at all costs. And it isn't until you go further back that you realize that the West and the banking system and the establishment funded and set up the Soviet experiment, as it was called. Trotsky even complained in his writings. He complained about Lenin and then Stalin bringing over all the British aristocrats, lords and ladies and so on, and giving them grand tours of Moscow, etc. Well listed. H.G. Wells and all these boys went across there and they loved it. And they were all members of the Fabian Society, another branch, you see, of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. They have specialized branches. But, as I say, their big problem early on was how to control a big population in a post-industrial era, post-World War II even. And remember, during World War II, Britain signed an agreement under the United Nations to deindustrialize. It wasn't just disarmament. It was deindustrialization. And many other countries followed suit because they'd already decided they were going to set up China as the model state for the whole world that we were to emulate. And I spoke about this a few years back there, and people kind of thought, oh, come on, we could never emulate China. And we're doing it in so many different ways. And how is it done? Well, it's the same way. As I said, the media is there to prepare your minds. And it's like planting a field. You can't plant a field by scattering seed. You've got to get in there, and you've got to plow it up, and then you've got to get rid of all the weeds, and you've got to get rid of the stones, and then you've got to furrow it and harrow it and all the rest of it. And then if the soil is ready for it, the right season, you start planting. That's what they do with your mind. They give you years of subtle indoctrination. They call it consciousness raising. Whenever you hear that term, run away, it means they're trying to brainwash you without you knowing it. In other words, they're bringing a topic, not just a topic, with a solution to the topic into your head without you really voluntarily working your way through any of it, just accepting the conclusion. Yes. Raising consciousness awareness, public awareness. That's what it means. And you'll see, find the same big players intergenerationally going down through time, as psychopathic and as adamant as their forefathers were. I've talked about the Optimum Population Trust, this massively wealthy organization that admits it's a rich white man's club, basically, who they're not ashamed of that at all. They believe that it's nature's way, and those who have survival of the fittest qualities should be the top, deciding what they want to do with the rest of the world. And they do what they want with the rest of the world. Sir Crispin Tickle, amazing guy. And contrary to the last part of his name, Tickle is not a very funny character at all. He is rather crisp, though. And this character, if you look into Wikipedia, was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. And he's the grandson, or the great-grandson of Jessica Huxley, the Huxley family. You know, the Huxleys are through all of them. The Darwins, the Huxleys, all these characters are all part of the same family origins. And it's as though they were clones of their forefathers because they have the same agenda. Depopulation, survival of the fittest, they should be the top. And they're well-funded, obviously. And they just sail up through the British aristocracy up to top positions in the country and politics. And they're generally elected to things, given lots of titles and letters behind their names, which they don't even earn generally. And they're always grand commanders and all the rest of it, all that kind of stuff. And this guy, Tickle, was appointed to the United Nations on the Permanent Security Council. But he's been ambassador to so many different things. President of the European Commission, for instance, 78 to 80. Ambassador to Mexico and all the rest of it. And we talk more about Mr. Tickle, not so funny guy, after this break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, discussing really the big policy makers at the top, how they get ideas across to us, the public at the bottom, how they prepare our minds for things, often years and years in advance. The other night, in fact, I mentioned a movie made in 1971, Zero Population Growth, it was called. And they started a long time ago influencing us, mainly through fiction to begin with, to the public, through books and then movies, and such as that last movie, but also Soylent Green was one of them. And Soylent Green was written under the title Make Room, Make Room. The whole idea was to get everybody terrified about a future of overpopulation. Now, the reality from books I have on population management going back to the early 1900s had people writing rebuffs in their books to Britain, who in 1920 was from the top again, the aristocracy, 2 years after World War One had killed millions of people. The rebuffs were about the fact that Britain and aristocracy, and even the Churchills too, were very vocal on this, wanted that the ordinary people to start curbing their sizes of their family. And when you, and the rebuffs had the numbers of families, of children that these big aristocratic families had, which were much, much bigger than the people at the bottom. And they had the statistics, too, which showed you that Britain had been declining. And the later books proved this, too. Britain had been declining in family size for years, right up to the present. If it wasn't for mass immigration and the appearance of overcrowding, which is true, the more they bring into the same cities, they're overcrowded. They were never meant to have so many people in the first place. But it gives appearance of overcrowding. Then they turn around and blame the people who'd done all the right things. And often they'd had only one child per family or two maximum. That keeps a stable population at two. And many of them opted for no children at all. So you can't please your masters, you see. That was never the intention. The intention is a world society, remember. A world society. They have no favorites. Those who rule England have no favorites in countries. And they're international. And their goal, again, according to their old books that they wrote themselves, people who worked for this global society, their goal was to treat every country the same eventually. So you'd all have to give the appearance of being overcrowded. And that's why, about the 60s onwards, the Western countries put a cap on urban development. They called it urban sprawl, again, using terminology, psycholinguistics. Sounds nasty, sprawling. You're sprawling all over the floor. You're untidy, you see. Sprawl. And so whenever people talked about the size of urban areas, they'd always call it, they start parroting it, urban sprawl, you see. That's how psycholinguistics works. So therefore, they made laws that you couldn't expand urban areas. You only build on existing properties, or where existing properties were being torn down, you'd rebuild again, higher and higher. Because they wanted to contain people, not just to stop them from growing out into the countryside, but really they wanted to bring in a controlled society, a surveilled society, a society where they'd have cameras, etc., everywhere, like we have today. All planned on long before we were born, it was planned. That's an amazing thing. And when I've gone through the histories, I've gone to the audio archive section of cuttingthroughthematrix.com, you'll see the audio archives, and I've gone through the histories of the eugenics movement and how they simply were open at the beginning about the right of the fittest to survive. And they used to have even magazines about the most fit American family of the month. And they'd have photographs of them all, well-to-do, very healthy, etc. But they were also very vocal on the need to eliminate the unfit. Hitler never dreamed up that idea by himself. I've gone through the writings of the various British authors who first came up with this whole thing. And the Soviet story, and go into that, and you'll hear the socialist program. Socialism, like the Fabian Society, really came out with all of this stuff. To begin with, long before Adolf Hitler. And all of that came from Darwin and Darwin's theories on the ascent of man, etc. And these are theories. They're taken as law today. All science programs teach evolution as fact, absolute fact, and you can't contradict it or even question it, or you're out. Plain and simple. And what they do at the top is to put out certain people from their own ranks in every country who are all connected. Maurice Strong for Canada, etc. Al Gore in the States. Crispin Tickle in Britain. They all put these characters out to start off and start funding, or at least channeling the funding from the foundations, which is the parallel government, the real government, into the creation of non-governmental organizations. And they indoctrinate the public over years. They go into schools as charitable institutions to educate children. And what they're doing is brainwashing them along a particular way of thinking and a particular viewpoint. We've all heard the tape of Al Gore. He's up on YouTube or somewhere. And I gave the link once, too. That'll be in the audio archive sections as well, or previous shows, where you hear him talking to children about 12 and under, and he said, "You children know things your parents don't know." And he's going on about the environment and pollution and all the rest of it, global warming. Bypass the parents. That's how they do it in school. Back with more after these messages.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix, just showing you how they put out all these characters in every generation that work on the same projects, and often they're from the same families. They're like clones of their daddies, you might say, much like the Rothschilds. They keep into banking. These characters literally are into eugenics. And back in the 70s, as I say, they hit upon the idea of giving them an excuse to bring down the population. They call it sustainable development. Under the guise that if you just convince the public we were destroying the planet, we were all going to die, then government could step in and start mandating population control. That's what it's about. Now, remember, too, they've had the Department of Population Control at the United Nations. That was all part of that movement, too. And where the United Nations is honest about it, they'll say, well, you see, we don't abort children across the world. That's true. They just help the NGOs that are all umbrellaed underneath them to abort children across the world. And they're funded through various government agencies in the Western world, and they're funded, again, massively by the big foundations, tax-free foundations, that are the parallel government. But here's this guy, Tickle, getting back to Tickle again, the not-so-funny guy. And it says his worldwide status as an authority on climate change is all the more surprising because he's no formal academic training in this area and has formed his opinion by self-teaching. Well, he was always a eugenicist, as was his daddies before him. And they were part of this idea to bring the environment, a war with the environment and man, a war enterprise, as the first Global Revolution book says, by the Club of Rome. That's they dreamed up that scam, that man was at war with the planet. Therefore, to save the planet and the rest of man, man would have to start getting reduced in population, basically, and stop using energy. It says here, Tickle helped to write Margaret Thatcher's speech on global climate change. See, these guys are into everything at the top. They're always appointed, never elected. He chaired John Major's government panel on sustainable development from 1994 to 2000, and was a member of two government task forces under the Labour Party, one on urban regeneration, which is actually restriction, which is double speed, of course, and various other projects. It says here, a man of strong environmental convictions, he's been described as influential in Britain, although his environmental message has not always travelled as easily abroad, particularly to the United States. His 1977 book called Climate Change and World Affairs argued that mandatory international pollution control would eventually be necessary. That's after the Club of Rome came up with the idea of coupling eugenics with pollution and so on. Despite his non-scientific background, he's internationally respected as having a strong grasp of science policy issues. He's got 23 honorary doctorates. That's how they get them up there, because we stand in awe at all these letters behind someone's name. But that's how they do it, just give them all these honorary doctorates. I don't know if they even have to attend to get it. You know, probably send it by mail or something. It says here, he's also patron of the Optimum Population Trust. Now, we know all about them and what their goal is too. Again, a non-governmental organization that just happens to give advice to governments. It says the ideal population size for Britain could be around 20 million. That means an awful lot has to go. An awful, awful lot has to go, don't they? This is what you're dealing with. These characters have never stopped their agenda from Charles Darwin onwards. And from Australia, here's an article from the AAP. Green Group calls for one-child policy. Now, it's interchangeable with the speeches given by Tickle and others, because it's all the same script, you see. This is from April 21st, 2009. Australia should consider having a one-child policy to protect the planet. An environmental lobby group says Sustainable Population Australia, that's just another branch of the same group, says slashing the world's population is the only way to avoid environmental suicide. National President Sandra Kenk wants Australia's population of almost 22 million reduced to 7 million to tackle climate change. Restricting each couple to one baby, as China does. Now, what did I say earlier? China, and it's been said on the CBC, it's been said at the United Nations and elsewhere, China is a model state for the world. That means we've all to copy China. Now, China is not a democracy either. At least they're honest about it. I wish these guys that pretend we're still democracy here would be honest about it too. But pigs might fly when the swine flu comes. It says, each couple to one baby, as China does, is the one way of assisting to reduce the population. It's something we need to throw into the mix, the former Democrats parliamentarian said. More people means more coal-fired electricity, cars, houses, water use, and food production, all of which increase greenhouse gas emissions, she says, which is utter nonsense. But it's the same script, isn't it? They can't say anything different from each other. It's exactly the same as each other. Then she has her dig at the Catholic. The Catholic Church is going to be in like Flynn in an argument like this, she says. Sustainable Populist Australia, which is about 1,300 members, is so worried about climate change, so worried they are, right? It's preparing a formal submission to the United Nations. Now, what the blazes is the United Nations? There are no people in any country in the world that voted it into existence. It is not a democratic institution. It's not even a country. It's a corporation. The leaders of every country, who were traitors all, signed every country over to it in 1946. And this is where everything is to go. It's a front organization for the real government, which is comprised of the parallel government, the various foundations. Foundations that are owned by the international bankers, we all know that, who also own the big international pharma companies and who own the military-industrial complex. They own the United Nations. And it's run through a eugenics scheme as well. And it's utterly frantic about population numbers, always has been. And they've been caught doing dirty deeds across the planet before to reduce the population. I've read so many articles here, I can't remember them all. So anyone who wants to be successful in this day and age has to belong to one of these groups and just get the script and read it, you know. And you'll get lots of airtime because the mainstream media will give you plenty of airtime for free and just pirate whatever you want. They'll put down in print whatever you want. They never give anyone space to counter the BS that they put across to us. Never. And, as I say, here's an article here where at least some scientists were, I guess, against their boss when he tried to use the organization along the roads of depopulation, cutting back energy, and global warming. And this is from Mark Morano. It says, world's largest science group rejecting man-made climate fears. July 31st, 2009, newswithviews.com. It's called. An outpouring of skeptical scientists who are members of the American Chemical Society are revolting against the group's editor-in-chief, with some demanding he be removed after an editorial appeared claiming the science of anthropogenic climate change is becoming increasingly well established, I mean man-made. The editorial claimed the consensus view was growing and increasingly difficult to challenge despite the efforts of diehard climate change deniers. Now, they're all told at one of their big world meetings to use this term, climate change deniers, that would be associated with the Holocaust, to make you feel guilty. I've got the article here where they came up with it and actually told their members to say this. So this guy, this editor, is obviously a member, you see. It says, the editor now admits he's startled by the negative reaction from the group's scientific members. The American Chemical Society bills itself as the world's largest scientific society. So it tells you what he printed here about Holocaust, climate change deniers. And it also has some answers by other people, other scientists in the group, and what they say about Mr. Baum, his name is. It says, in addition, the scientists called Baum's editorial disgusting, a disgrace filled with misinformation, unworthy of a scientific periodical and PAP. That's what they say. One outraged ACS member wrote to Baum, when all is said and done, and you and your kind are proven wrong again, you'll have moved on to be an unthinking urn for another rat pleading catastrophe. You will be removed, I promise. And it's true, they go from one crisis to another, these guys. They know where their bread is buttered. Baum wrote in July 27th that he was startled and surprised by the contempt and vehemence of the ACS scientists to his view of the global warming consensus. But it isn't consensus, is it? And then it's got more and more selected excerpts of the skeptical scientists. I think it's time we find a new editor, ACS member Thomas Dambra wrote. Geochemist R. Everett Langford wrote, I'm appalled at the condescending attitude of Rondé Baum, Al Gore, President Barack Obama et al., who essentially tell us there is no need for further research, that the matter is solved. And that's really what they've said, isn't it? They've said that's it, the matter is resolved, you can't go any further with questioning, that's it, it's the law. Well, what kind of science is that? What kind of science is that? Science is supposed to get to the root of all things and constantly go on and on and on. But they've already said, no, that's it, that's good enough for us. And one other scientist said, your editorial was a disgrace. It was filled with misinformation, half-truths, and ad hominem attacks on those who dare disagree with you. Shameful. And this is, one says, do you refer to climate change instead of global warming because the claim of anthropogenic global warming has become increasingly contrary to fact? Another one asks them, what's, what set of statistics he'd taken all his advice from, basically. Of the 10 different studies that have been done with 10 different computers, each time they do a different computer test, they get a different bunch of information. You know? But it's all nonsense, because behind it all is the one cause being a very old cause, and that's depopulation of the lessers, you know, the wrong sort of people on the planet, to bring in a utopia where the better kind will live in peace and harmony together. These sons and daughters of knights and aristocracy that slaughtered their way to fame over centuries will all be living in harmony with each other, supposedly. But they want to get rid of everyone else in the meantime. After all, we're eating up, you see, all the food that their children could be eating in the future. And why should the lesser type, you know, the non-producing, the non-qualified type, be eating up all their food? Never mind the fact that it's the lesser type that make all their food for the greater type, isn't it? Quite something. Quite something, really. It's quite something. Now, there's a link I want to put up. If people don't think that the pharma companies are part of the military-industrial complex, as I said before, there's a book that was called Canada's Secret War and Deadly Allies is the main title, Deadly Allies, Canada's Secret War, written by a Toronto Star reporter. Fascinating, because he used declassified information from the Canadian, British, and American governments to show that Canada was the lead country for bacterial and viral warfare in World War II onwards. And in this Stimson, History of the U.S. Offensive Biological Warfare Program, you'll find here, and I'll give you the links. Remember to go on my site at the end of the show, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll see the links and check out for yourself. It says here, August 1942, George Merck, we've all known of the Merck Company, president of the American Company, pharmaceutical company, accepts a position as head of the newly created War Research Service, the coordinating agency that joins government and private institution resources to carry out the U.S. biological warfare program. Headed by a small cadre of well-connected individuals, the WRS begins to conduct research at dozens of American universities, Canadians as well, and British. Simultaneously, WRS encourages the Chemical Warfare Service to expand its examination of biological weapons potential and construct its research facilities. The initial allocation in 1942 for the WRS totals $200,000. Meanwhile, the Chemical Warfare Service receives millions of dollars to construct research facilities. It then goes into the development of a facility at Camp Dietrich in Frederick, Maryland. Camp Dietrich becomes operational that year with about 4,000 personnel. It's renamed Fort Dietrich in 1956. In 1943, WRS, now remember, this is the combined pharma companies that make the vaccines, working at the top. They were the top of the military-industrial complex dealing with biowarfare. And why else? Why not? They were already experts in viruses and bacteria. Where else would you go? That was their job, is experimenting with viruses and bacteria. January 1943, WRS is running programs to explore the offensive potential of botulinum toxin and anthrax. These particular agents remain the focus of the offensive program during the remaining World War II years. And it's got a whole bunch of facts after it and how it expanded and expanded and expanded. Quite something. I've even mentioned on previous shows how the big Canadian pharma companies and laboratories, one main one that was dealing with the blood products that brought in contaminated blood and blood products to Canada from the U.S., they knew it was contaminated, was set up in World War II as part of this biowarfare industry. There's a CBC documentary on it. Quite something, isn't it? They're all part of it. These are the ones that want to give us injections. Now, bear in mind, on the previous articles I've been talking about, they want to reduce the population of the planet drastically. And I've given you enough evidence to show you. And these guys are deadly, deadly serious. Deadly serious. There's a good article here by Jeffrey Smith. It says, you're appointing who? Please, Obama, say it's not so. And I'll put this link up on my site as well. It says, when the FDA was constructing their GMO policy in 91, 92, their scientists were clear that gene-sliced foods were significantly different and could lead to different risks than conventional foods. But official policy declared the opposite, claiming that the FDA knew nothing of significant differences and declared GMOs substantially equivalent. That's how they passed it through law. No testing or anything or checking into it. Substantially equivalent. That was good enough, you see. This fiction became the rationale for allowing GM foods on the market without any required safety studies whatsoever. The determination of whether GM foods were safe to eat was placed entirely in the hands of the companies that made them. Back in a moment with more on this article after this break.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, tying things together to show you why things really happen. And right now I'm talking about the GMO foods being placed. The determination of whether the foods were safe to eat was placed entirely in the hands of the companies that made them. Companies like Monsanto, which told us that PCBs, DDT, and Agent Orange were safe. That's Monsanto. She's part of the military-industrial complex. Why is a military-industrial complex in charge of your food supply? Well, if you'd make war on the public, what do people need? Food, water, shelter, today, it's all been taken over by small cliques of people. Because it's a war against the people, you see. That's why. Says GMOs were rushed onto her plate in 96. Over the next 9 years, multiple chronic illnesses in the U.S. nearly doubled from 7% to 13%. Allergy-related emergency room visits doubled between 97 and 2002, while food allergies, especially among children, skyrocketed. We're also witnessing a dramatic rise in asthma, autism, obesity, diabetes, digestive disorders, and certain cancers. These things, by the way, they already knew. These characters who said it was okay for us to eat, the guys who made the GMO, because they tested all this out on all the different animals and found the same things happening. Therefore, it tells me this is intended to happen. I don't believe in these accidents, you see. No, this is intended to happen because every government's pushing this stuff as a must-be. A must-be. In January of this year, Dr. P.M. Bergava, one of the world's top biologists, told me after reviewing 600 scientific journals, he concluded that GM foods in the U.S. are largely responsible for the increase in many serious diseases. In May, the American Academy of Environmental Medicine concluded that animal studies have demonstrated a causal relationship between GM foods and infertility. See, this hits all the warfare goals, isn't it? Infertility, bringing down the population, accelerated aging, dysfunctional insulin regulation. We see diabetes everywhere. Changes in major organs and the gastrointestinal system. And immune problems such as asthma, allergies, and inflammation. In July, a report by 8 international experts determined that the flimsy and superficial evaluations of GMOs by both regulators and GM companies systematically overlook the side effects. And significantly underestimate the initial signs of diseases like cancer and disease of the hormonal, immune, nervous, and reproductive system, amongst others. See, nothing is by chance. You don't get things happening on this scale by chance. And if you truly had governments that really worked for the people, which they never have, they'd be investigating all of this because they'd be terrified too. Well, they're not terrified too. Why? Because they're not eating the same crap that you're eating at the bottom. They do have the little passports to the good food supplies at the top. That's part of the little benefits. And it also helps to keep them in the clubs, you see. They're very, very faithful to the clubs. And just one last link. And this is to do with the link between bisphenol A and what's happening with insulin. Because, you see, the estrogen receptor, ERA, is absolutely connected to pancreatic insulin content regulation. I'll put this up on my site as well to show you how all these things interact with each other. And that's why, again, they put estrogen in all of your plastics. They made it a popular thing to do, drinks out of plastic bottles. That's it for tonight. So from Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night. And may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet